Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
With all the lingering snow and freezing temperatures, walking on Boston sidewalks is no easy task. City officials are reminding home and business owners that it's their responsibility to make sidewalks passable for everyone. But as WBUR's Ninjor Enwemeka reports, it's not always happening, and there are plenty of people finding it hard to get around.
His limited vision makes properly cleared sidewalks crucial for Kyle Robidoux.
So for me, it's kind of like looking through a toilet paper roll. So I have a very small, like very, very extreme tunnel vision.
Robidoux was born with retinitis pigmentosa, a degenerative eye disease. He was declared legally blind in his late teens and has been gradually experiencing vision loss over the years. On a cold but clear day, earlier this week, Robidoux began his workday in South Boston, where he attended a meeting. The wide sidewalks along Congress Street and Atlantic Avenue were almost pristine, with no snow or ice, making for an easy walk to the bus stop near South Station.
This is much, much easier. I have absolutely, no stress about slipping on ice or having to climb over, unshoveled curb cuts. I'm able to use my cane the way it should be used in terms of just having it rotating in front of me without, bouncing off of any snowbanks.
After a 15-minute bus ride on the Silver Line back to his neighborhood in Roxbury, the conditions were more difficult. Hopping off the bus at the corner of Lenox and Washington Streets, Robidoux made his way through Ramsey Park. The sidewalk was covered in snow and ice.
It's hard because I can tell that at times there's clear pavement and sidewalk, but then I know at some point there's going to be more ice. It's safer for me to walk in the street at times than it is on an icy, snow-covered sidewalk like that.
On his own street, Greenwich Court, a path only about a foot wide had been cleared on the icy sidewalk. Robidoux says most of the trouble he's had over the last few weeks is along Melnea Cass Boulevard, which he walks in the mornings to take his daughter to school. It's also where he catches a bus to work. There is no sidewalk visible there, but a bike path had been cleared. Under a city ordinance, property owners in Boston are required to clear a 42-inch path or the full width of the sidewalk within 3 hours after a snowstorm.
A number of establishments and residents think they only have to put the width of a shovel.
Jim White gets around in a power wheelchair.
Well, the width of a shovel doesn't assist a person in a walker, crutches, a cane. It definitely doesn't help a person in a mobility device.
White is chairman of an advisory committee to the MBTA, which works to improve services for people with disabilities. He says he'd like to see stricter repercussions for snow removal violations. Back in Roxbury, Robidoux hopped on a bus to head to his office in Brookline. He says he'd like to see more public awareness being raised about the impact of uncleared sidewalks.
Similar to what they do with the, shoveling out the fire hydrants, there's been some great awareness.
He says the winter still poses tremendous challenges for people like him, as well as able-bodied folks.
Moving forward, I would like to get to a place where we prioritize cleaning our sidewalks and curb cuts as much as we do our streets.
City leaders say they are enforcing all snow ordinances and have issued more than 4,000 snow violations since the first major storm in January. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Zeninjor Enwemeka.